Now, can you tell us what the Return of Kings group stands for?
It's a little difficult to determine exactly what they stand for. It seems as though they're a collective of pickup artists wanting to create a capacity for those men who feel, who share their values to be able to meet freely, as opposed to it being exclusively online. It seems that they're pickup artists akin to the other kinds that have been denied visas in Australia over the last couple of years. It's not fully clear whether they're making any profit from this, as opposed to the other pickup artists who have attempted to sell tickets to events.
Now, you've mentioned that previous similar groups have been banned from having visas, and I understand the immigration minister is considering not allowing a visa for the head of this group. What's the likelihood of that visa being denied, do you think?
Given that we saw a visa denied less than a fortnight ago, it's quite likely that the visa, if the group is considered to be harbouring and espousing the same kind of views as the pickup artists that have been denied previously, then I think that it's highly likely that at least, at the very least, that the leader will have his visa revoked or denied, depending on the status of his application.
There are meetings planned all across the country, all throughout this week, in Brisbane, in Sydney, in Melbourne, as well as other cities. They've gone to some rather intense methods to ensure that their groups can meet and not have any interlopers involved. They're meeting, they've got passcodes, they're moving to other areas. Is this the norm for groups like this?
Well, it certainly has historically been the norm. This is the way that any, and I think this is where we need to be really, really careful about not opposing this group simply on the basis that we don't like what they're saying. Because again, if you think about it, myself with my sort of lefty feminist views, there's been times in history where my views would have been very, very subversive and where I potentially could have had a visa denied to me. So I think we need to be careful that it's not just about people whose views we don't like, as opposed to actually men espousing hate speech and speech that actually potentially can incite violence. And I think that's the difference here about why myself, who's, you know, very anti-censorship, can see a real role for the government getting involved here, because it's not just about men having their say, but men having their say that is leading to, having their say against an already marginalised group.
The group Return of Kings says that men should be masculine and women should be feminine. And their main advocating point at this stage is the return of legalised rape in private spaces. Is this a reasonable view to hold in this day and age?
It seems so outlandish, and yet the very fact that up until 1987 in this country, rape in marriage was still not a crime, it's actually not, it's in my lifetime that that occurred. So I think that legislation or legislative change in Australia occurred. Of course, his views are completely outlandish and completely out of sync with the values. Even the most mainstream values in Australia don't have anything to do with what they're saying. So the views, of course, are completely abhorrent. And the fact that you're actually trying to advocate legalising a crime, I think, is one of the very easy grounds in which the visa can be denied.
There are several protest groups planning to be there when these groups meet up. I know in Sydney and Melbourne there's going to be lots of women dressed up as witches there to chant against it. In Brisbane, I don't believe they're dressing up as witches, but they are showing up. What does that sort of action do to groups like Return of Kings?
Unfortunately, that kind of attention gives these kind of groups more of the attention that they crave, because again, their audience is only men who have a chip on their shoulder about women's power anyway. So showing women dressed as witches fulfills stereotypes that some, and it's only some and a very narrow group at that, feel about women. So I don't think the women protesting does anything more than actually heighten the profile of these groups. I think in this case, yes, protests are great because they're what are drawing attention to this in the first place. And protests have been the petitions that have led to the visas being revoked for the two pickup artists. I think, however, the most cleanest and most way to handle this with the most gravitas is having the government simply say, we don't want you here. Because that's not just making it about a fringe feminist issue, but actually the highest body in the land is saying, we don't want you. And that's the way that this needs to be handled.
So that's what you're advocating for?
Absolutely. I don't think that people who want to protest need to or should be deterred from doing so. Good. Do whatever you feel is right and in sync with your value. I think, however, that the government has to be stepping in here. If this group is advocating for example, legalisation of rape, the government has to be the one to say, you're not welcome here, because that really sets the tone for the country, that we are a country, not just a group of protesters, but the country as a whole feels that your views are out of sync.
Thanks for your time today, Lauren.
Anytime, Cara. Cheers.